الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, as we have been hearing, has blessed us now with the month of Ramadan, which is almost here already. And Allah Tabarak Ta'ala has blessed us with another great ni'mat also, the Quran Sharif. Ni'm al-Rakib wa ni'm al-Markab. The rider is also so great and honorable, and the conveyance, the vehicle, is also so great and honorable. The Quran Sharif, the greatness of it, nobody can explain. It's a sifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, which has come from, it's part of Allah, it's a sifat of Allah. It's not a creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So how great is the Quran Sharif? And then, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed this Quran Sharif in laylatul qadr. And with the explanation of how it was revealed from Lawh-e Mahfuz to the lower sky, and from there piece but by but it was revealed over 23 years to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, that night is famous in the ummah, and from riwayat of ahadith is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, most probably the odd nights. Most of us, we call it the 27th night, whichever night it is. So that was all. That is also a great ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, what a great month. What an honorable month. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. It is the month in which the Qur'an Sharif was revealed. So the month, it made the month so valuable and so great. So, because the Quran Sharif was revealed in that in this month of Ramadan, and we are almost at the threshold of Ramadan, for which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, right from Rajab or before Rajab, made dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. We find Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, when I eat and I take the morsel of food, I don't know if it will reach my mouth. I haven't got yaqeen. If I make salam on the one side, I haven't got yaqeen that I'll be making salam on the other side. For these matters, this is the condition. But for the sake of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is making dua. Ballighna Ramadan. Let us reach Ramadan. Give us the honor of being, so may Allah Ta'ala grant us all the month of Ramadan, and with all the, with all afiyat and salamati. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Aw kama qal alayhi salatu wa salam. So this is Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. And the object, Hadrat Mufti Ibrahim Saliji Sahab, Damat Barakatum, says that all these bayans that we are having, Fadail A'mal that we are reading, Fadail Quran, all is to encourage us that we can take the maximum benefit from this month of Ramadan. And also, this month of Ramadan of this year, 1447, will never come back in our lives again. Each roza of the 29, 30 rozas, each roza will never come back again. And as we heard, that if a person misses a roza of Ramadan, he can keep his whole life rozas. He can't cover it up. So valuable is that roza. According to the compensation, kafara, whatever it is, you keep one roza, 60 rozas, that will cover it up. But the value of that roza, that cannot be covered up. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great month, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. And the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala explains, هدى للناس, that it is a kitab of hidayat. And for who? للناس, for all of mankind. as in the Ash'ar, Maulana explained, that Hidayat, if we want, it isn't boring in the ground, and like looking for petrol, etc. It is this Kitab which Allah Ta'ala has given, the Quran Sharif. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is absolutely no doubt that this Kitab is munazzal min as-sama. It is munazzal min Allah, min as-sama. It is revealed by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And one ulama write that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam confronted the ulama of the Yahud and the Nasara, and he told them of the things which are in the Torah and Injil, and which they had removed, and which they knew they had removed, and he told them about those things. He said they were also amazed that from where is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam getting this, and he is Nabi Ummi, a Nabi who was not taught by anyone. So there was no other way but that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala was revealing this to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and that was how it was coming. So this Kitab is a Kitab by and large for every aspect of life. Jami'ul Quran, Jami'ul Ulum fil Quran. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that all knowledge is in the Quran Sharif. And it is a matter of us dedicating ourselves to the Quran Sharif. Today, alhamdulillah, there are those huffaz, those asatiza, and the students are learning Quran thoroughly. And mashallah, more than that, they are becoming alims, and alims very well grounded in the Quran Sharif also. Not only to know the Quran Sharif, not only the qiraat, the different modes of reading the Quran Sharif, but together with that, the ulum of the Quran Sharif also. The more a person gets that, the more he will come closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, and the more he will know the realities of life. And this is a thing, one great alim says, for 16 years, thoroughly I studied the Quran Sharif for ulum of deen. And for another 40 years I taught it, and Allah made me by His fadl and karam an expert in every field of the ulum, of the knowledge of deen. But He says, I don't still keep my own opinion. Whatever my asatiza say, my elders say, I forego my own thinking immediately and I accept what they say. So this Allah Ta'ala has made this Quran Sharif, this great honorable kitab, that it is a kitab of complete hidayat for all of us, huda linnas. And more than that, bayyinat min al-huda wal-furqan. It is bayyinat, which is the plural. Bayans, over and over, so many bayans in the Quran Sharif. And a person gets amazed and gets taken aback and gets, he's swept off his feet with all the subject matter of the Quran. Bayyinat min al-huda, of hidayat, full and full the Quran Sharif is. Bayyinat min al-huda wal-furqan, and of furqan, it guides you clearly that this is right, this is wrong. So the more we engage in the Quran, and then it can be in any matter, in business matters, a person will know that should I do this or should I do that? Should I go and job by somebody? Should I open my own shop? What should I do? The Quran Sharif will guide us. In matrimonial matters, that who I should propose for, whose proposal should I accept? The Quran Sharif will give us guidance. And the Quran Sharif is such that when a person needs guidance, he just opens the Quran, and on that page he will find his answer also. What he wants to know, he will find the answer there. So the Quran Sharif is everything. So in honor of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ. Those of you who are present, that is at home during this month of Ramadan, they are not musafir, etc., they are at home, then in honor of this great month and on honor of the Quran Sharif which Allah has revealed, فَلْيَصُمْ. Keep roza for the honor of this great month, and keep roza for the honor of the Quran Sharif that Allah has revealed in this great month. So this is that fasting which Allah has prescribed. And it wasn't that we give a big party, we feast about it. There is feasting also in Islam on happy occasions, like walima, aqiqa, etc. There are occasions. But there is also fasting. When Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, got his citizenship of Saudi, and that was what really it meant was the citizenship of staying by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, staying in Medina Sharif, staying close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah gave Hazrat a place, Madrasa Ulum Shar'iyya, which today now is incorporated and is part of the Haram. So according to present days, Hazrat was living in the Haram Sharif. So close it was. So there's great honor. So for that, Hazrat went in Jamaat for 40 days. And 40 days he kept rozas also. That Allah has blessed me with this great honor and this great position of being in Medina Sharif. So in the same way, for this great month, Allah give us all tawfiq, give us health and give us strength and give us that jazbah and that imani kaifiyat, that we also can keep the rozas for this month. And we can also honor this great month, inshallah. And the great benefits, as we heard, in Fadaili Amal we hear, and inshallah all of us are reading Fadaili Amal, Fadaili Quran, and what Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali has written, to acquire all these benefits. The fish in the water make dua for the fasting person. The insects, the birds, all make dua. And these are hard realities. Like the scientists have only discovered now, which Allah Ta'ala had revealed 1400 years ago, that qalatin namlatuin ya ayyuhan namlud khulu masakinakum, that the ants qalat, they spoke and they said that enter into your holes. La yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junuduhu. It must not happen that Sulaiman comes with his army and he crushes you all. So that they were speaking. They were making jokes about this at all the time till when they discovered. And they said that where can ants be speaking to one another? Ants can't be speaking to one another. And the Quran Sharif clearly says, qalatin namlatu. The ants, they spoke and they said that enter into your holes. So now they discovered that actually ants do actually speak to one another. How we speak to one another, the ants speak to one another. So this is the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, the ajaz, that it is mu'jiz. It makes everyone, he has to give up all his weapons in front of the Quran Sharif. Once the Quran Sharif comes, it takes precedence over everything. So this great kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah give us all tawfiq to read as much as possible Quran Sharif also. Especially the Hufaz. On one occasion, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, wrote to all his khulafa. And he told them, this is for our inspiration. Where are we and where are those people? He told them that, inform me after Ramadan how many khatams you made of Quran Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was the Amir of the work of Tabligh, and he should give a dua or when the Jamaats are going out, Hidayati Bayan, for those Jamaats that are going out, people who are returning home, they've completed their time. Now how must they spend their time? How many duties Hazrat had? Plenty duties. But in spite of all that, 61 khatams he made of Quran Sharif. Where are we? We with our one or two khatams. 61 khatams. And many such people. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimahum, the great people, what to say? How many khatams they made? So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq as much as we can. Maulana Muhammad Suleiman, who's in Botswana, Gaborone, a student of our madrasa here, he has told me that his grandmother, she was a very pious lady. And she made her husband Hafiz of Quran. The wife made the husband Hafiz and made him Hafiz. However, she became ill when she was old, and her last Ramzan, she had to spend in hospital. So he went and visited her there. And then she said, "My this Ramzan went very badly." And then he thought, because of her physical conditions, etc. So she says, "No, not that. That this year I only managed to make 10 khatams." He says that I didn't know where to hide my face. That when she is ill, she's in hospital, and she says, "I only managed 10 khatams." Allahu Akbar. Well, then where are we? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. MashaAllah. Every year there are brothers in the Khanqah who also make a khatam every day. Inshallah it carry on. And we try also in the Khanqah every year. Yeah, we cannot have like Kaaba Sharif Tawaf all the time. Or like Haram of Medina Sharif, where all now with the masjid staying open at night, and especially in Ramadan, almost 24 hours there are people reading Salatu Salam. We can't have that. But we try in the madrasa, in the Khanqah, and we allocate the times, and mashallah, for a number of years, there are brothers who take on the different slots. And 24 hours, there is Quran tilawat that is being made. So Allah make it. Let us try in our homes also. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in his home, he had a system that all the time there was somebody in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us the tawfiq to give deen preference over dunya. Today, unfortunately, our condition is we give preference of to dunya over deen. All dunya things, that how we can participate, how we can be part of all those things. But of deen, Allah Ta'ala make it that we all can take part, inshallah. And that we can bring, and if deen becomes alive, and we remain firm on deen, we mentioned this before, repeat it again, Allah give me tawfiq first, I'm the weakest and the worst, but Allah give me tawfiq. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh, not the famous Imam Ghazali that we all usually refer to, but this was another Imam Ghazali, was also a great alim of Egypt. And he said that haq and batil are always fighting with one another. The truth and the falsehood, always they are at loggerheads with one another. And this has been from the time of Adam alayhi salam and his children, Habil and Qabil. This happened there with them also, and it carries on in the world all the time. And it carries on until it reaches its height. And whoever then persists on the truth and holds firm on the truth, then the truth overcomes the batil. And this is till that stage, hatta idha stay asur rusul, that even the anbiya, the rasuls, they also felt now, mata nasrullah, when is the help of Allah going to come? And you still give yourself, you devote yourself, then it comes. For us, it is just mouth of, just talking of the mouth. Allah make it, it comes into our heart. Even if one iota of it comes in our heart, to kam ban jayega, our work will be done. But unfortunately, because we surrounded with dunya, and we've made our lives for dunya all the time. So unfortunately, that is what takes precedence in our lives. May Allah give us tawfiq that with this Ramadan coming, and we prepare ourselves, and we try and take maximum benefit, inshallah.